Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm just trying to make amends around here. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Benson Boone tickets coming up 8 o'clock. Yeah. What is that? Like 8 minutes away?
Yeah,
or so?
It's pretty quick here.
All right, we'll give you a code word. Stand by for that. All right. You said you had something for Spadil.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. This is sad, and I don't know how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Do you have pliers?
Pliers?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't. Not know? With me.
I'm sure one of the engineers
Yeah, we've
does.
Got some yeah. around okay. here somewhere. Right, gonna, I'm sure. Why?
We're going to need Why? Those. Well, because in a new survey of 2,000 women. 2,000 women.
It's a lot of girls.
Yeah, it is a lot of women. A bald-headed man is officially beautiful.
Oh. Wait, so I got to remove it?
Yep. They say bald men are seen as confident, mature, intelligent, and even more honest than their hairy counterparts. The number one trait that women want in a man is, just as physical looks, you know, whatever, is obviously a great body. Who doesn't want to see a great body? So it says the top spot is muscular physique. And then second, right behind it, out of these 2,000 women, number one is muscles. Number two is a bald head, completely bald.
What about you?
What about me?
Do you like a bald head?
Well, first, I like a guy with biceps. That is like a thing for me.
No, you're always coming on to me.
No, there's nothing better than putting your arm around
guns.
A guy's arm.
Look at these guns. You want to see some guns? Look here.
Just that bicep. I don't know what that bicep is about, but it's like, oh, yum. Anyway, so a bicep is number one for me. But a bald head, yeah, I don't mind it.
All right, let me give you...
But it can't be like a pattern weirdness. Like, just if it's going to go, just
if
get rid of it.
Get rid of all of it.
Yeah,
cul-de-sac looks bad.
I see it kind of the opposite, though. But I'm not a woman, so I'm not the one a part of this.
But your boobs say
but
differently.
But I'm not a woman. But when I see a bald head, the first thing I think is at some point this person had to make that decision. It was time to either shave it off.
Oh, yeah.
Or... because it wasn't coming back. They'd lost so much hair.
Yeah.
So I don't find it as confidence. I find it more of a...
Well, that's confident not to do what Schmidl used to do and try to keep it. Remember when it looked all...
yeah, the comb over.
Whack-a-doodle-doo. Yeah, I think it's more common to go, all right, well, it looks like hell, and so I'm not going to try to hang on to it. I'm just...
You just accepted who you are and let's go.
But to be confident is more of wearing it the way it is because it really doesn't matter to me.
There are pictures of my dad where he tried to, Schmidl, tried to, and that my dad is far better looking bald than he was trying to hold on.
Well, okay, well then, I'm not disagreeing with the ladies. I'm just saying that's the way I view it. So, Schmidl, what do you do now?
Yeah.
I mean, you went out
pliers.
And got hair. So you would have been better off. I mean, maybe you wouldn't have lost your girlfriend if you'd been bald.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying.
I just think she was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So maybe you shave it.
I did look really good when I was bald the one time that I did do it. I thought that I looked really good.
Because I've never seen you completely bald.
I shaved it, remember, for before the procedure.
Oh, yeah,
and then I posted
that
picture.
Because it was always just kind of sad to me. I was like, just let it go.
Yeah. I was letting it grow like all super long, and then I would try to like put it over the top of the cul-de-sac, and you could just see right through it. It was gross looking.
One guy says in this study that he used to hide under hats, but now, thanks to The Rock and all these different Vin Diesel, all that, he said now he's getting hit on more than ever. The other category, so we got muscles first, we got bald second. The other category is now women like a guy that goes to therapy.
I'm actually thinking of doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're just going to be the hottest man ever.
You need to go.
I do. I actually kind of think I do. Yeah.
You got to go.
Everybody
talk,
should go.
Yeah.
Everybody should go.
You went through a tough period there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's good for everybody's mental health to go and talk
to
somebody.
I think some more than others.
But. Yeah.
A new survey from this says that over half of women say that it is a turn on for a man who says he goes to therapy, that they're that honest about it, and it is a red flag if they don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're a guy out there and you're single and you're looking for a woman, maybe you should just lie to her and tell her you go to therapy.
Exactly.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go. Don't get sucked into it. Just tell her that.
Well, talking about confidence, like to be able to have confidence to say like I'm in therapy or whatever. Yeah. I mean, that is pretty confident. Like
you're
to
working
go,
through your
I'm
issues.
I'm working through my stuff instead of holding it all in and getting ready to explode. I know you well, don't
no,
believe
no,
in
no.
it.
Because
you watch the birds.
For a guy, I'm saying that. It's something that this is news to him because it's something I wouldn't want to disclose prior to what you're saying now. You know what I'm saying?
I
would not want to tell someone that I'm in therapy. I would think that would be a huge turnoff.
I think back in the day it was.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the mentality we have as guys.
In the olden days, therapy was not cool.
It's not cool. No.
I know for a fact my dad would have never told anybody. Well, he never went. Yeah. But like in the olden days, that was taboo. But now it's like kind of like cool and hip.
But I didn't know that till this morning.
Yeah,
it's cool. Not like now started, 5 years ago. I didn't know this till this morning.
Yeah, it's cool and hip, BJ. So tell people that you're in the mental institution.
Yeah, just lie about it. You might need therapy if you go around lying about it.
Padded walls every afternoon.
I mean, because remember that Vermont teddy bear? Remember that the bear with the straitjacket on got recalled? Because now it's cool. Now you can just give that to anybody for Valentine's Day.
They should bring that back.
Go to therapy. Just don't go to couples therapy.
Well, because BJ watched birds.
Yeah.
That's kind of on you.
Well, you pay them to attack you. you pay the therapist and you take your wife, and now it's 2-on-1. How are you going to win that one?
If I was your therapist, I could totally see that therapist going, oh my God.
What a piece of work.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I always last for about one session.
Yeah, yeah.
I never go back.
Well, Spadil, this is great news for you. Yeah. So, and I think our insurance probably even covers mental
health. I think that they do. That's what I was going to start with and then go from there.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's get rid of your hair, okay? All right, let's get you in the gym a little bit more often.
Yeah.
And let's get you in therapy. My God, what a catch.
You are going to be so attractive.
Stud.
I can't wait.
Man, oh man. Girls are going to be flocking on you.
What are they going to do?
Flock.
Right?
Flock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All over you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. and you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Podcast after the program will be there.
Oldies 105.9.
What is that song, Clumsy? Is that Fergie? No,
it's like from 19.
Fergie.
Yeah, Fergie.
It's like from it's Nam. From what? From Nam.
It's cute. Got a nice little jingle to it. God. Easy to dance to.
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil. Hey,
what's
buddy.
Up?
Hey, you came in running in here with a story about Oklahoma City and how they're being a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah.
Wow.
They are.
Wow.
They're being soft.
You say A-squares.
A-squares. They're being A-squares.
Yeah.
Yeah, soft. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on?
So Oklahoma City Thunder are not allowing anybody outside of it's Arkansas, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri to buy tickets to their games tonight. If you have a Colorado billing address, you can't buy tickets tonight.
Is that crazy? They can go into the system and block you?
What?
Yeah.
They can't do that.
They're doing it.
They cannot. That's discrimination.
Well, it
you
is.
You can't do that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's a free market out there.
I mean, I kind of like the move.
You do?
No, I'm not. I'm a Nuggets fan, obviously, and I want the Nuggets, and I feel bad for them, the fans that want to go to the game. But if you're an OKC fan or any other fan, I mean, you don't want the opposing team in your home arena.
They are A-squares, and so are you.
Yeah, because that's part of the fun, is having both sides represented.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Yeah, but not in a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
I hate when I go to an Avs game, and there's a lot of Stars fans, and I just hate it.
Well, you sound soft, too.
You are soft.
Yeah, soft. I can't deal with other fans being around me.
I can't deal with them. Oh,
they should be allowed in here. They like the Stars.
I'm just saying. I see.
Where?
I'm so mad. I'm gonna park my car backwards. By the way, I looked at the board. I need an oil change today. Stars fan.
Oh, it's detail car day.
Yeah, I put this on TikTok.
Just say what I feel.
That's wrong. I mean, I agree. I think that's part of the vibe of the whole stadium is that you've got, you know, people in there that are from both sides, don't you?
Yeah,
And not only that, let's just boil it down to what's fair. If you want a ticket and you're willing to pay the price of these tickets, it doesn't matter who you support.
Right.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
That's the free market.
Exactly. That's so crazy that they can put it in there like that.
Are we going to do that to them when they get here?
I hope so.
I will tell you, though, that the most uncomfortable thing, though, is to get some free tickets in the Lakers section.
Yeah.
And you're a Nuggets fan, and you're like, I'm really uncomfortable here.
I would not like that at all.
Because you have to go like that. Hey. Quietly, you just go, hey. Because you're afraid they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only bad part about the opposing team thing, you know?
Beer's going to get dumped on
you. The thing is, Carson's one of those hot-headed son of bitches that he's like, oh, what? What?
Yeah.
He's that
bring
guy.
It on, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What? Come on, bring it. It's like, sit down. You're like 5'5".
Aren't they still going after one of Joker's brothers?
I think he got charged.
He got charged.
That was crazy,
too.
Because
of that fight he got into at the Ball Arena.
And that was with another Nuggets fan.
Yeah, which is dumb, right? Yeah.
His brother, I saw a couple of weeks ago where it was back in the news again that he's going to be charged for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he should be. It's assault.
Yeah, he knocked the
car. He hit that guy pretty hard, man.
It's like Carson. you know what? Remember about the therapy thing? You need to go into therapy for anger management.
Yeah.
You do.
Sports management.
Sports anger management.
Yeah.
Because you are like way too involved not to be involved. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's a flip that gets switched. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
What does Bree say about it? Is she worried?
Oh, boy. There was a pregnant woman that went after me like last year.
What?
Yeah. A pregnant woman. She was a Blues fan. Go figure. And I was talking some trash to her husband, and she stood up for her husband. And then Bree was like, no, don't you hit him. Don't do that.
She was pregnant. Do you realize
she
a pregnant
gonna
woman?
She was going to beat you up?
She like grabbed me. I was like, what is going on?
Do you realize a pregnant woman looked at you? you and figured she could take you?
Oh my God, and she grabbed you?
Yeah, and then Bree was like, no, don't touch my husband. No, no, no.
I can't believe this.
It was crazy.
Wait, let's all think about, there's a couple of, nothing against you, because you are obviously muscular and could take her, right? But not only do we have a pregnant woman think she can kick your ass, but your wife had to step in.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was pregnant, Bree. I was like, oh man, she is. You're like gonna pop. What's, should we get you to the hospital?
I hadn't heard this story. This is fantastic.
Because yeah. I called her husband a rat, and it just kind of escalated.
Oh, yeah. Now, why would you call him a rat?
He looked like a rat to me. I don't know. And he's a Blues fan.
That is real anger.
No, I know, but I think we should do a documentary on him. I think that you're worthy of a Netflix like show. I would watch it. Carson, the nut
the
job.
Games?
Yeah,
the nut job.
Nut job. I like the fact that a pregnant woman stood up and thought she could take you. That's funny.
Well, it is funny. I watched another woman do this at a bar. Her husband was also like, they got into it, and the woman stepped in. I always think that's so funny when a woman like jumps up like she's going to take a guy, and she jumps over the bar at him. I'm like, what are you doing? This is insane. You're going to beat up a man? Come on. Oh, my God. It's so ridiculous.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. Wetness today. It's going to be rainy this afternoon. Clearing up tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
I know.
What?
You think it's mean. You think it's mean, but it's not, Jamie. I can explain it for you.
Here's what we're talking about off the air. Shedeur Sanders, first of all, there was rumors that Cleveland was going to cut him, which I think is so mean. And I think there's like this, I think they've gotten to the point where it's just all mean. And so now they didn't want to give him the number two. That's his number. They said, nope, not giving you the two. And they pointed and laughed. And then guess what number they gave him? I'll tell you, they gave him 12, which is Hunter's number.
Travis Hunter, who was on the same team, won the Heisman Trophy. He's number 12, and now Deion's son, Shedeur, will be number 12 with the Cleveland Browns.
Yep, okay? I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why don't you like it?
I don't know. It just feels like we won't give you two, but we do have 12.
All right.
I don't know why.
No, when it comes to quarterbacks, some of the best that's ever played the game were number 12s.
Like who?
So it's a good number. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, yeah.
Tom Brady was number 12.
He's solid.
So they've been some great quarterbacks.
I don't know. Does anybody else feel like it's weird that they give him, like it's intentional somehow?
Well, I don't know. He might have picked it because I know him and Tom Brady are pretty close. Like Tom Brady's almost like his mentor in a way.
Well, he picked two, but they wouldn't give it to him.
Travis Hunter, too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just looking at this all wrong.
You're on two different teams.
Maybe it's all wrong. My bad.
I think it's a good move. Not only that, you still have the two in the number.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so you just put a one. So they kind of played, I think, to his wishes on this.
You just spray paint over the one.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah. Just hold your arm like this as you're playing football, Jamie.
Exactly.
Hide the one with your forearm.
I'm accepting that I was wrong in this one.
Now, the reason he didn't get number two, folks, is because there's protocol with the NFL. The higher you get drafted, the better your chances of getting the number that you want.
Gotcha.
And Shedeur didn't get drafted very
high. They have five quarterbacks on Cleveland?
Yeah. Five. Not looking good. I got to be honest with you.
The odds are not in his favor.
Not good.
Whole thing, I know what we keep talking about and like, you know, clubbing the baby seal, but I mean, this did not go as planned. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
It's caused a lot of controversy in sports talk, too.
It has.
A lot of people. I mean, you've got one side that's saying, hey, he's not that good. Then you have the other side saying there's a conspiracy against him with NFL owners. I mean, it's all over the place. I don't know what the truth is.
Yeah.
None of us do, right?
I hope he does well.
I do.
I just got sent a really mean meme, from my friend. And you know what? She's right. And she said, I want you guys to think about what we've dealt with in our lifetime, in our actual lifetime. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, I just was sitting there thinking about this, like how stressful the simplest things, for example, and it goes here, music has been in our lives. And I'm like, what? This is getting deep. And she goes, think about this, Jamie. First, we had our record collection. Then we had to get rid of it. Then we had a tape collection. Then we had to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Then we had a CD collection. We had to get rid of it. Then we had an MP3 collection. We had to get rid of it. And now we have to buy a subscription to listen to our favorite music.
Yeah.
It has been a long journey.
Unless you're BJ, I didn't get rid of anything. I still have a CD player in my vehicle. And I've got thousands of CDs and records and MP3s.
It's all going to come back, man.
I got cassette players. No stress on me. I've accepted it all. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.